This is Radio Catskill. Listen local.
I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we'll be exploring the dulcimer and the acoustic guitar. I love rock and roll. I really do. And I think of singers, songwriters. I think of all kinds of instruments. You know, it's always electric guitar, bass, drums. But I've done shows where we feature the harpsichord in rock and roll or orchestrations. But today, I really want to listen to music with dulcimer and acoustic guitar. And the earliest example that I can think of when the dulcimer crossed over into what I consider pop, rock, and popular music was with Richard and Mimi Farina. They released an album called Celebrations for a Gray Day in 1965. Richard Farina was a contemporary of Bob Dylan. He was born in 1937 in Brooklyn. But he died in a motorcycle accident when he was only 29 years old in 1966. He was living out in California, and he had just released his first book titled Been Down So Long, It Looks Like Up to Me. An incredible book, and on the day of the book release party, he had a motorcycle accident on his way home. He was married to Mimi. Mimi Farina was Joan Baez's younger sister and apparently a very lovely woman in her own right with a beautiful voice. So Mimi plays the guitar, but Richard Farina plays the dulcimer. We're going to hear two songs. I've heard it, Pack Up Your Sorrows. I've heard so many covers of this song. It's one of the most popular folk songs I know. And then we're going to hear Children of Darkness. This is Mimi and Richard Farina.
Sorrow you've seen. Too many bad times, too many sad times. Nobody knows what you mean.
But if somehow you could pack up your sorrows and give them all to me, you would lose them. I know how to use them. Give them all.
Walking in the shadows, trailing a wandering star. No one beside you, no one to hide you, and nobody knows what you are.
But if somehow you could pack up your sorrows and give them all to me, you would lose them. I know how to use them. Give them all to me.
No use roaming, going by the roadside, seeking a satisfied mind. Too many highways, too many byways, and nobody
But if somehow you could pack up your sorrows and give them all to me, you would lose them. I know how to use them. Give them all to me. But if somehow you could pack up your sorrows and give them all to me, you would lose them. I know how to use them. Give them all to me.
Summer, dear, been laced with a grand design.
That song was called Children of Darkness. And we started that set with Pack Up Your Sorrows from Mimi and Richard Farina. So interesting. Folk music blends into rock and roll, and we call it folk rock. And Mimi and Richard Farina are one of the best examples of the beginning of folk rock. They did a song on Celebrations for a Gray Day called Reno, Nevada, which started to use electric guitar with dulcimers and acoustic guitars. And it led Bob Dylan to start playing the electric guitar. They were very influential in the arena of folk rock. Well, let's go to England. There's a band called Pentangle, and they released an album in 1969 called The Basket of Light. They followed that up with an album in 1970 called Cruel Sister. Now, when it comes to dulcimer and acoustic guitar with rock and roll, they're an amazing example of that. The songs that we're going to hear lean a little bit more towards the folk side. I wanted you to hear Jackie McShee on vocals and Bert Jance on dulcimer. Bert Jance is a Scottish musician and one of the founding members of Pentangle. We'll start with the song, A Maid That's Deep in Love, and then we'll listen to Springtime Promises. This is Pentangle.
time is with us once again. Flowers blooming everywhere again, and the cold days of winter are behind us now, and the springtime promises all come true. And grass and bushes green again. The sky so blue, I don't remember where. The cold days of winter took the sun away, but the springtime promises all came true. It's summertime now, so please don't throw it away. Winter will be with us once again. Flowers dying everywhere again. And the warm days of summer will be far behind. And the springtime promises soon forgot. And bushes are withered and the trees are bare. Dark and cloudy skies and people in despair. And the warm days of summer seem so far away. And the springtime promises still forgot. It's winter time, so you've got to wait a while. Springtime promises to come true. Now the newborn year has come once more. Gentle showers awake us as before. It's the time when all promises are now made true. And the springtime sun returns anew. Turn to green again. Flowers will burst forth soon to bloom again. And the warm days of springtime tell us all is well. Can't you feel your promises will be true? It's springtime now. Be happy today.
That song was called Springtime Promises, written by Bert Jantz. And he's playing guitar and singing lead. And John Redborn is also on guitar and Danny Thompson on bass. The band is called The Pentangle. So on today's program, we're listening to music with dulcimer and acoustic guitar. And Bert Jantz is one of my favorite guitarists. He's a Scottish man. He was born in 1943. He passed away in 2011 at 67 years. His last album was titled Black Swan, and we'll listen to the title track. It's a science fiction folk song. It's about a giant spaceship carrying the seeds of a new civilization for billions of light years. Anyway, listen to the song. It's beautiful. Bert Jantz, Black Swan.
Traveling on space highway, three long years to this day, a billion million trillion miles, home is a long, long way away. From bow to stern, she's 20 miles long, 10 miles high and wide. A beautiful swan in a silent sea, with the water to slow her down. Sometimes it seems we're motionless, caught between time and space. Other times star systems rush headlong by, stallions who burst within the race. No earthly sound can penetrate this blackened air's void. Only thoughts and dreams of the unborn and dead will your body and fill your mind. Like a love before the storm, and people they shop at the marketplace, and the ship knows ever on. If ever we come to our promised land, gotta take the shuttlecraft. For the black swan never ever comes to rest, never stops to say goodbye.
That was the Scottish musician Bert Jance from the album Black Swan. That was the title track released in 2010. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. And on today's program, it's all about dulcimer and guitar. Well, I suppose one of the most influential people when it comes to the introduction of dulcimer into popular and rock music is Joni Mitchell from her 1971 album Blue. There's a fascinating new release come out called Archives, and it's being released in four volumes. And from volume two, there's a live performance, a broadcast that Joni Mitchell did with James Taylor at the BBC Radio on October the 29th in 1970. Now, this was before Blue was recorded and released. And there's some liner notes in the archive, and she talks about that performance. Here's what Joni has to say. When I came back from Greece, I went to the Newport Folk Festival. That's where I met him. She's talking about James Taylor. I invited him to participate in the Amnesty International show in Vancouver. We did the show in London together. That's when we were dating. He really locked up to my dulcimer, playing great with his guitar. Those two instruments together sound great. It sounded like one instrument. Musically, we were a great couple. Let's listen to what she's talking about. We'll listen to two songs. We're going to hear A Case of You and California. This is Joni Mitchell and James Taylor live in concert on the BBC Radio in 1970.
I'm not going to be singing right away, but I might breathe heavy. So.
said, go to him, stay with him if you can, oh, but be prepared to bleed. But you are my blood and the holy wine. It tastes so bitter, bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you. Ooh, darling, I would still be on my feet. Oh, I'd still be on my feet.
This song called California, Joni wrote it. She wrote it partially in Paris and partially in Ibiza.
Yeah, and partially in Los Angeles.
California.
Some trivia there for you.
Bloody changes.
That's got to be some of the most beautiful dulcimer and guitar playing that I know. Joni Mitchell and James Taylor live on the BBC radio in 1970. So we have in our area a very talented singer-songwriter, a young woman by the name of Callie C. Strand, who plays the dulcimer, and she composes her own songs. But she credits Joni Mitchell's Blue album with inspiring her to take up the instrument. And she sings one of Joni's songs, Carrie. So I wanted to play Callie C. Strand singing Joni's Carrie, and then also an original song which she has just released called Yellow House. This is Callie C. Strand.
Last night I couldn't sleep. You know it sure is hard to leave you, Carrie. It's really not my home. My fingernails are filthy. Have a beach tar on my feet. And I miss my clean white linen and my fancy French clothes. Come on, Carrie, get out your cape. And I'll put on some. You're a mean old daddy, but I like you. Come on down to the Moonlit Cafe, and I will buy you a bottle of wine. And we'll laugh and dust to nothing and smash our empty glasses down. Let's have a round for these jerks and these soldiers. Around for these friends of mine. Let's have another round for my daredevil who keeps me in this tourist town. Come on, Carrie, get out your cape and I'll put on some silver. Who we are, a mean old daddy, but I like you. I like you. I like you. I like you. Well, maybe I'll go to Amsterdam, or maybe I'll go to Rome, and rent me a grand piano and put some flowers round my room. But let's not talk about fairy bells now. The night is a starry dawn, and they're playing that scratchy rock and roll beneath the metal moon. Come on, Carrie, get out your cape. I'll put on some silver. God is a mermaid, can't be heaven tonight. Well, the wind is in from Africa, and last night I couldn't sleep. You know it sure is hard to leave you, Carrie, but it's really not my house. Well, maybe it's been too long a time since I was rambling down the streets. Now they've got me used to that clean white linen and that fancy French cologne. Come on, Carrie, get out your cape and I'll put on my finest silver. Put it in the makeup heaven tonight. I said, who you're a mean old daddy, but you're
there was a yellow house. Oh.
That's Callie C. Strand, her song Yellow House. And we started with her cover of Joni Mitchell's Carrie. Callie plays the dulcimer so beautifully. And I've been fortunate enough to see her play live several times. And she's an incredibly moving performer and a beautiful singer. You can find her online. You spell her name K-A-L-I, Callie C. Strand, S-E-A-S-T-R-A-N-D. So let's change gears a little bit. Stephen Stills recorded a song called Black Queen about a card game. And when I think about guitar styles, the way he plays the acoustic is an amazing personalization of the blues in a way that I've rarely heard. He's so identifiable.
This is a song about a card game. Thank you.
Somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hit young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, we're in the next room at the hoedown. A Rocky burst in and grinning a grin. He said, Danny boy, this is a showdown. But Daniel was hot, he drew fast and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. Proceeded to lie on the table. He said, Rocky, you met your match. And Rocky said, Doc, it's only a scratch. And I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able. And now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible.
Yeah, I don't have to tell you that was Paul McCartney, do I? I hope you enjoyed the music on today's program, Dulcimer and Guitar. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. Once again, thank you so much for listening.
Radio Catskill Music Auction is live, online. Bid now on exclusive once-in-a-lifetime experiences like tickets to the New York Philharmonic, Gillian Welch and David Rawlings tickets, plus tickets to a Bethel Woods Pavilion concert and glamping experience. Don't miss your chance to get your hands on these incredible items and experiences. Place your bids now at WJFFradio.org before it's too late.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Farm Arts Collective, located on Willow Wisp Organic Farm in Damascus, Pennsylvania. Farm Arts Collective's programs intersect the practices of farming, performance, food, and ecology. FarmArtsCollective.org. From the Community Foundation of Orange and Sullivan, a publicly supported philanthropic institution, CFOSNY.org. And from listeners like you, who donate at WJFFradio.org.
On last week's Wait, Wait, we asked Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer if she was the only sitting governor to have a rap song written about her.
That wouldn't surprise me. Have you met them? I'm going to get in trouble now.
And Peter Sagal will try to get the stars of Somebody Somewhere, Bridget Everett and Jeff Hiller, to get themselves in hot water. That's on our intentionally provocative news quiz from NPR.
Sunday morning at 10 on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville. This is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.